Most people know the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park was the inspiration for Stephen King's novel The Shining, but it has long faced one key problem: the hedge maze in the iconic film. Spoiler alert, it didn't exist at the Stanley. But as KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick tells us, that has changed.
For anyone familiar with the 1980 film version of Stephen King's novel The Shining, there are a few iconic scenes that come to mind.
Come play with us, Danny.
There's the creepy twins.
Forever and ever.
Then there's the axe-wielding Jack Nicholson.
Here's Johnny!
And who can forget the film's frosty climax in the hedge maze? But that last one has been a sticking point for fans of the novel and of its inspiration, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park. Because in both, that maze simply doesn't exist. Until now.
Take the long way or the short way?
At the Stanley, Chief Engineer Jason Schneider is giving me a tour through the historic hotel's newest attraction.
What we have here is a mix of Armstrong junipers and Spartan junipers.
Last spring, the Stanley finally got that hedge maze.
We're going to cap these off at about 5-6 feet tall so that it gives everybody that hidden feeling, but at the same time, you can still find your kid when you look over the edge.
But right now, it's still on the short side, with most of the plants ranging between 2 to 5 feet high.
It's a little smaller than I would have thought, you know.
New to Estes Park, Earl South stopped by on this day to check out the maze for himself.
I think I had the expectation of like, boom, here's the maze, and not like having to see the process of it growing in. So probably in a year or two, it's going to be really spectacular, I think.
But that wasn't the only surprise he got.
Well, I'm definitely not going that way. I think I have an advantage here.
You do.
I'm 6'4".
But then...
unless I went the wrong way to start off with. Oh, this is a little bit harder than I thought. This is not going where we thought it was going.
In the end, South and his co-workers, Amy Babb and Ian Frederick, made it through the maze in about 3 minutes.
So what did you think?
Well, after the initial, oops, that's not the right way to go. I guess I better start paying attention. So, yeah, I think once it grows in, it's going to be amazing. So it'll be fun. Right now it's going to be fun. It'll be great. Bring the kids out. They'll have a blast. And cute little girls running around.
That's the idea, says Jason Schneider.
They've seen the movie, and now they want to get lost in it. And that's the hope that we have, is that they get lost in the Stanley.
The Stanley's spooky connections, both fictitious and historical, are big draws for the hotel and for the town, says Brooke Burnham, Director of Communications and Public Relations for the tourism program Visit Estes Park.
It's such a popular draw, and people come from all over the world to have that experience.
Even after 35 years, the hotel's tie to The Shining is probably one of the most frequent questions she gets.
Some people get confused. They think that the Stanley Hotel was the hotel in the movie.
The Stanley was in the lesser-known 1997 made-for-TV movie The Shining. But in the original film, the actual hotel shown is in Oregon. And the hedge maze scenes, those were shot in England.
What's even harder is I can see where we're going, but I can't.
You can't get there?
Visiting haunted locations is a hobby for Eric Lopez and his girlfriend, Rebecca Giglio.
I mean, we saw the movie, and of course they had the maze in the movie, and that's what I was expecting. I had no idea the movie wasn't shot here.
But while the Las Vegas couple was a tad disappointed to learn the film wasn't shot there, they still got lost in the maze.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was like, we're half to come back just to do the maze.
Jason Schneider understands. He loves the movie, too, and can't wait for the maze to be at full height, which will likely take about another year and a half. But don't confuse him with that other infamous hotel caretaker.
They keep telling me that eventually one of the couple of the engineers have lost their minds, so I think I'm in that realm. I'll eventually snap.
You know what they say about all work and no play.
How do you like it?
For KONC, I'm Stacey Nick.
How do you like it?